Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Fitness in this point of time set a standstill. A lot of people are not sure what to do when it comes to training, as if a lot of people have lost their way. There's a lot of people right now that's complaining about losing size and downsizing. There's people out there that still think that, you know, calisthenics don't build, bodyweight training doesn't build, you know. Bodyweight training, in my opinion, can build. Like I said, I've proven that before. Going calisthenics full time after the last competition, at the last bodybuilding competition back in May of 2017. So it's been almost about 2.5 years now I've been doing calisthenics training. Some weights have been thrown in there mainly for leg training, clean and press, and deadlift as well. Everything else is pretty much body weight, rings, and your pull-up bars, of course, dip bars, parallel bars. But this kind of talk here where people are thinking that calisthenics don't build the physique is coming from bodybuilding, bodybuilding competitors, people out there that go to the gym and just train in bodybuilding. And they use calisthenic training as a finisher or a warm-up for what's to come for their weight training. Now, I've said a year ago, okay, as I was doing, you know, my training and everything, that people on social media, as I said before, I said this in the last podcast, that a lot of people keep saying they're using calisthenic moves as finishers. They're using them as warm-up moves. You know, I use this move as a finisher. You know, let me know what you think and all this, you know, that crap that they go through. Well, it turns out I made a rant video one day. And I said, you guys keep saying, like, I use this move as a finisher. And I use it as a warm-up, you know. And I said, you guys got to stop doing that. Because I said, You guys are like looking down on calisthenics and body weight. I said, you guys need to use those as actual moves for building the body, not using them as a warm-up or using them as a finisher. Because I said, you know, what if all the gyms close one day? Then what are you guys going to do? You know, the same moves you talked crap on, you're going to have to be doing now to try to maintain or change over your whole training style to put on more muscle, if you will. Because the size of the muscle, and you know, if you're trying to put on a little bit of mass, the size is going to come along with the training, but also the diet goes into it. Also, I always have this thing about 50-50, 50% training, 50% diet. If you want to put on a little more size, up your calories. You know, if you're trying to cut down a little bit more, you know, cut the calories back. You know, add in more training. You know, you got to do the hard stuff, as I said before. You got to do the hard stuff. You can't be doing easy shit. You have to actually do the hard stuff when it comes to training. You know, especially body weight. As I was listening to a podcast, they were actually talking about how hard it is doing calisthenics, like body weight. It's harder than actually doing weights. I would agree with that, because when I did my bodybuilding training, I always did push-ups and pull-ups, dips and stuff like that in between sets. I didn't use it as a warm-up or a finisher. I used that with my actual training because it's very beneficial. you know, to help. I even had calisthenic days, and the calisthenic days were on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Even days leading up to the show, I would have a calisthenic and cardio day on that Thursday, and then take the Friday off, and then Saturday is the show. You know, calisthenics and body weight are really good, and just having gymnastic rings or even a step up, game changer, you know, upgrade. In this time right now, I would recommend a lot of people to go hard in your training. There's so many different ways, especially if you have a pull-up bar. That's really kind of all you need at the moment is a pull-up bar. You can get jacked off of just doing pull-ups, a pull-up workout, or, you know, or a pull-up complex, however you want to do it. Even a deck of card training. Something that I implement myself is deck of card training. You can get jacked off of just doing pull-ups on the deck of cards. Now, everybody can't do pull-ups. You know, there's a lot of people out there that still do pull-ups, you know, not full range of motion. They're doing half reps. You know, they're not putting in the full potential of the pull-up. And the pull-up is one of those moves that works the whole upper body and even gets the legs a little bit of stimulation in there as well, because the legs are being held in place, straight-legged or L-sit. You know, anything to make the legs more involved in the movement, in the exercise. Okay, you can even get... pull off some good quality size and get jacked off of different types of push-ups. There's so many different types of push-ups, but as I said before, you gotta do the hard stuff. You gotta do the hard stuff in order to force the body to grow, to put on some muscle, to put on some cuts, you know, to put on that lean look. You know, you can put the size on with body weight now. You can put the size on. But as I said before, the diet goes into it. Let's not forget genetics also. Genetics play a big part as well. But there's people out there that can build off with the diet as well, you know. So that's what I recommend to do. You know, you gotta do the hard stuff. You know, you can, even with resistance bands, there's always a way to build the body with, you want to get, pull-up bands. That's what I would recommend to get, is some pull-up bands, because you can do so much, many different exercises with pull-up bands, and, the resistance level that they have is actually really great. You know, you can pretty much attach them to anything. Definitely a pull-up bar would be great. Attach them to, even if you're outdoors, you know, attach them to any kind of pole or anything and just get your workout in. You know, gymnastic rings are another great benefit. You can attach those to the pull-up bar, and there you go. You got your own home gym right there. You know, something that I did, actually the exact thing that I've done 2 years ago, is got the pull-up bar with gymnastic rings, and pretty much have my own home gym when it comes to calisthenics training. Got some push-up bars, a.k.a. parallettes. I got the resistance bands the same day that I bought the pull-up bar. Bought the rings about a few months later. Got the bands and everything, incorporated the pull-up bands. So the pull-up bands are used for deadlifts, squats, overhead press, tricep pushdowns, you know, bicep curls, you know, straight arm pull downs. It's like so many things you can do with just a pull up bar, gymnastic rings, and resistance bands. The only thing that I'm missing here is a barbell, 45 pound barbell, and kettlebells, you know, because the gym that I train at has gymnastic rings there, you know, that's great addition that they have there. But, not everybody has what they need, you know, and You got people out there that just need to be in a gym. They need to be in a gym and try to impress people, and they just need a full crowd. You know, they go in there and make all this noise and go slamming weights down and see who's watching and see who attention they got. Listen, just go in the gym and train. Go in the gym and train. Get lost in your training. You know, it's almost like getting lost in the matrix, if you will. You know, disconnecting. You know, being in your own world. You know, training hard. You know, coming up with new ideas of new moves to do. You know, new ways to build. You know, because there's always someone watching. There's always someone watching. So if they see you doing the move, they're going to assume that, wow, you know, that looks great. That must be the way to do it. When in reality, they may be doing the move wrong. You know, their form is sloppy. You know, they're trying to, you know, show off or whatever in there, and the form is not that great. And the exercise may not be at its full potential. You know, same thing with social media. So many people post of an exercise and people are, you know, half-assing their pull-ups. There's no full range of motion going on. They're doing half reps. You should be able to pull yourself over that bar. Get the chin over the bar and do full range of motion all the way down, all the way up. No matter how big you are, you should be able to do a full range pull-up. Full range. Full range, you know. You can lift a lot of weight in the gym, but you should be able to pull your body weight up and hit a pull-up. Same thing when it comes to push-ups, which I've seen also on social media now. People are doing their push-ups and their waist and their hips are all dipped in now. They're dipping in. And I'm like, guys, you got to work on keeping that core up. You got to keep your hips raised. You know, knees bent so slightly for leg circulation. But you got to keep the hips up. You got to keep the core engaged. You got to keep the back straight. You don't see that in push-ups now. You know, there's so many push-up challenges that people are just neglecting the form just to get the reps off. And when you get the reps off clean, it is so hard for people to, you know, I'm all about clean reps. You know, at some point in time during the set, your form is going to break depending on how many reps you're putting in, how fast your body's fatiguing, you know, but keep the form as best you can and keep the reps as clean as you can. You know, it's not easy trying to keep the reps clean, especially when you're starting to fatigue and get tired. You know, this is one of those times where a lot of people need, since everyone's either had to stay at home or, you know, if you can get out there and when you go grocery shopping, you know, being careful, of course, you know, but when you're at home training, you know, either you have a home gym or you have to come up with creative ways, you know, this is the perfect time for everyone to learn their body to the max on how it reacts to how you're training, your new training style, if it needs be that way, and how you're eating. This is the perfect time, number one. Of course, any other time of the year is always a great time to know your body, but in this point of time right now, since you got to change your training around, you got to adapt to whatever's happening, this is the perfect time to learn how your body reacts. You know, use this training time wisely, because there's days you may not get to the gym, you know, and you're stuck at home, you know, when all this is over. You know, there's times you may not get to the gym. There's times you may have to train at midnight, you know. Or 11 o'clock at night, gyms are closed, you know, unless you got a 24-hour gym somewhere. But those are the times where you're like, man, I can't get to the gym. Hey, I got something at home that I can train. You know, but some people, like I said, still need a gym to where it's a whole bunch of people. Listen, you go into a gym, atmosphere is everything. You know, they can have some of the best equipment at that gym, but the atmosphere is not that great. You need a good atmosphere when you go to a gym. Same thing when you're at a park training. You need a good atmosphere at that park. You know, you don't need people there being arrogant or, you know, pain in the butt or, you know, just getting on people's nerves. You know, you need that atmosphere in any gym. Any gym you go to, you need that atmosphere and you need really good people. Really good people. It's hard to find that in gyms today. It really is. You know, but that's my opinion that you can build off calisthenics. You can build off body weight. You know, I mean, everyone already sees how the prison workouts go and people that come out of the institution are jacked. You know, they're doing body weight, but they're doing it so long that their body is always adapting. It's growing, you know. You want to have a really great physique. As I said before, not everybody's into being lean and cut. Or, you know, then everyone's not accustomed to that look. But I believe, in my opinion, it can be achieved, you know, through body weight training. It can be achieved, you know. But that's the rant. And that's the podcast. I hope everyone's training hard, you know, putting everything that they can into their training, making the best of what they have. You know, definitely one of the biggest times to get creative in your training, to get very creative, you know, and help out whoever you can that asks for the help, you know, and go from there. So, that's the podcast. As I said before, everyone take a great night. Have a great night. Train hard. You know, keep learning about the body through training and diet. Stay positive. Number one, stay positive. And keep helping each other. You know, whoever asks for help, always pat. As I always say in my own words the way that I think, pass the knowledge off. You know, pass off the knowledge. You know. That's pretty much it. Take it easy, guys. Peace.